Days after Parliament approved a 700 billion loan to invest in irrigation, KFM has established that a number of mini irrigation schemes across the country remain redundant. A survey by our reporters shows that several government-funded mini irrigation schemes have been abandoned by their beneficiary farmers, raising concerns about the misuse of resources intended to ensure sustainable agriculture production throughout the year. In Wusuku sub-county, Katapi district, a mini-irrigation facility constructed by the Minister of Water and Environment in Ongole in 2017 now stands in ruins after years of mismanagement. According to local residents, the neglect stems from ownership wrangles between Wusuku and Guiaguia sub-counties, which were jointly handed the facility to support the cultivation of vegetables and other cash crops. Rafael Ojekal, the LC5 councillor for Wusuku sub-county, says the 1 billion project failed from the outset. In Kapirabong district, agriculture and production officer June William Ejet says the irrigation facility in Onganyokonye County broke down and remains non-functional. Other mini irrigation schemes in Ojekai, Kamode sub-county and Omodoi in Soroti district are also deteriorating after farmers failed to agree on management arrangements. In Abim, an irrigation scheme handed over to the community in Akado in 2018 has similarly fallen into disrepair due to unproductive wells and neglect by farmers. The Park District Agriculture and Production Officer Joseph Angela says the Mega Valley Dam and irrigation facility at Ariket along the Park Marota Road is now used mainly for domestic and livestock water needs, despite the irrigation component established on a sizable tract of land. According to the Auditor General's report for 2025, the Minister of Water and Environment and the Office of the Prime Minister constructed 1,016 valley tanks at a cost of 8.7 billion and five dams worth 45 billion across nine districts in Karamoja to support domestic water supply and irrigation. The report further notes that during the year and the review, the ministry received 1 billion shillings for maintenance and an additional 100 million shillings for dam rehabilitation. However, in inspection of 25 valley tanks and 5 dams conducted in November 2025, 18 valley tanks were heavily silted, while 7 faced maintenance challenges, including weed invasion and protected water sources, damaged animal drinking throughs and eroded embankments. In Embarra district, the government has over the years constructed 4 dams through the Minister of Water and Environment. According to district water engineer Joseph Mchunguzi, only 2 of the 4 dams are currently functional.